For CJLO News, I'm Shanalee Marie. A blaze has continued for days in the Gulf of Mexico, which many are calling the Eye of Fire. The fire started around 5:15 a.m. off the coast of Campeche from a gas leak from an underwater pipeline. Mexico's oil company Pemex said in a statement that the fire was close to an oil platform and has been put out by 10:45 a.m. local time. There were no reported injuries or evacuations of the facility. Pemex said they will be launching an official investigation into the incident. An update on the collapsing of a Miami condo complex. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says two more bodies were found on Saturday in the rubble of a collapsed building, bringing the total confirmed deaths to 24. There remains over 121 people unaccounted for. Officials worry the rest of the damaged structure could come tumbling down by itself as search and rescue continue to comb the debris. Florida has declared a state of emergency, with Hurricane Elsa expected to approach in the coming days. In Montreal news, over 500 tenant households are without housing in Montreal following July 1st moving day, according to housing advocates. Tenant support group Frappru says it's the most in 20 years. Frappru says the vacancy rate is at 3.2% in the Montreal area, and for those who have found housing, most had to cut essentials to afford rent.